My name is Norman Denzin. I'm Professor of Communications and Sociology. I'm honored to be part of these proceedings, and I wish to thank all the involved parties who have made this participation possible. I believe it's possible to hold contradictory attitudes toward one's institution. I've been privileged to teach at this great university for over 30 years. I stand in awe of many of my colleagues and their intellectual accomplishments. I gaze in wonder across the marvelous landscape that frames this beautiful campus. I daily benefit from the actions and policies of our administrators. My chest swells with pride when our athletic teams soar to victory, overcoming insurmountable odds. At the same time, I cringe when I see the image of Chief Illiniwek appear on the television screen, or on the pages of the daily newspaper, or on packages of meat sold by agricultural sales. I find the framed image of the chief offensive. I've listened to my learned colleagues in anthropology, in English, in other fields. I've listened to the testimony of Native Americans. In the best judgment of these people, this mascot is contentious, detrimental, and offensive. I believe that the use of the chief as a mascot has serious educational consequences for this campus. It compromises the intellectual mission of this great university. The chief works against the building of cultural understanding and mutual respect among racial and ethnic groups on this campus. It's clear that this mascot exists at the center of competing discourses. Its meanings are controversial and political. But the times have changed and the meanings of this symbol have changed. I further believe that it's not appropriate for one group to say that another group is just wrong, to assert that they misunderstand what the symbol means. We cannot shout each other down. We cannot legislate the meanings of this symbol. Calling each other names will not advance the conversation or the dialogue. So I'm at a crossroads. I seek a principle that will guide my actions. There must be a way to show us how to do the right thing, to act with compassion and love, without rancor or bitterness. How can I love an institution that engages in offensive practices? This conflict cannot be resolved in terms of a majority vote. We must seek recourse in a higher moral principle. There is ample precedent for the operation of such a principle. Major civil rights issues in the United States history have been resolved not by a popularity contest, or by vote of the majority, but in terms of what was morally correct. African Americans and women were denied the right to vote by a majority of the population. In the present case, the moral principle is clear. It is not appropriate for one racial group to use the imagery of another racial group for political, cultural, or entertainment purposes. Accordingly, a new school symbol must be selected. Thank you.